Some of those symptoms are really difficult to differentiate because they're the same or they're similar. Some of the things that we require as far as the criteria are that you have had direct contact with someone that has positively tested COVID. So a lab confirmed test, and maybe you worked with them or you live with them, you've been, you know, within that contact, that 6 feet range, greater than 10 minutes, those kinds of exposures. That is the only criteria that is really not symptomatic. Everything else requires you to either have a temperature greater than 100.4, a cough, and that is not just a kind of that post-nasal drip cough that you get with allergies, but rather that deep chesty cough. Some of the other symptoms that people might experience, and this one is a little bit tricky, but it's a loss of taste and smell. It's kind of an interesting symptom. You've probably heard about that one on the news.